the concept of buffering that we've got in our water system, remember we had carbonic acid going to bicarbonate at one end, then over the other side we have the basic rocks, in particular the limestones and the dolomites, putting in the carbonate component. So we've got carbon dioxide as carbonic acid, bicarbonate, carbonate, and those three things are in equilibrium. So that's our buffering system in a freshwater system and our buffering system in a saltwater system. In the case of the saltwater, what would be the dominant buffer that we'd likely to see present? Thinking about the pH of our saltwater. Yeah, carbonate, bicarbonate. Whereas in a freshwater, it's going to be more bicarbonate, carbonic acid, end of the thing. Okay, because remember the pH regime for freshwater was towards lower pHs, the pH for saltwater, higher pHs. Would there be more buffering in seawater or in a freshwater? Why? More calcium carbonate per? Yeah, per litre. Yeah, because we've got that higher ionic strength. How do we determine the ionic strength of our water? Yeah, okay, and how would you work out the concentrations of those ions from today's lecture? Yeah, now the typical ions that are floating around in seawater, the cations, are what? Sodium, calcium, absorption? Yeah, okay. If you wanted to get access to the chlorides and the sulfates, what would you use? Ion chromatography. That's good. So you guys are getting it already. Okay, so this is now a picture of what's going on with the soil. We're looking at the buffer capacity in a soil from low to high, and you'll see that where we've got a low buffer capacity, then we have got a high presence of exchangeable acid centres that are located in our structure. So the acid centres will be able to liberate either H plus or liberate aluminium 3 plus. Why is aluminium 3 plus important in determining the acidity of a water? So Josie knows this one. I'm not sure about everybody else. Okay, aluminium 3 plus, so put this down on page, aluminium 3 plus 6 H2Os goes to aluminium, and then you put a bracket with 5 H2Os, and then a hydroxide. Put a square bracket around that whole thing. Yeah. So, with a hydroxide as well. So we're putting down a transition metal complex, and it's got 5 water molecules and it's got a hydroxide. And what that's done then is broken one water molecule and turned it into an H+. So that's the reason that aluminium 3 plus in water generates H+. And so here, for our low buffer capacity situation, that's what we're looking at. We're looking at then clays which either contain H+, which is able to be liberated from exchange sites, which either then on the outside surface of our mineral or on the interlayer site, or we've got aluminium 3 plus sitting in the cation exchange site. We move into the middle of the plot where we've got moderate buffer capacity, and this is now saying that we've got a decent amount of exchangeable base cations that are present in our clay minerals, so these are calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium. And then finally at the top, our high buffer capacity soils, these then have a lot of free carbonate present in them, so this will indicate that the minerals that these things are formed from, these are relatively new soils, contain calcium carbonate or calcium magnesium carbonate. The result in terms of the pH of the soil, where we've got a decent sort of buffer capacity, then we'll be sitting under moderate soil pHs. Where we've got a lot of our basic materials, calcium carbonate, then we'll see quite alkaline sort of soils. And clearly down the bottom, if we've got acid inputs and we've got a soil with low buffer capacity, then we can head down to really quite low pHs in the soil, pH 3 for instance. The way the buffers work then, in the first case we're looking at the calcium carbonate buffer capacity, so here it's reacting with H plus to generate the conjugate anion, the bicarbonate. When we get into the middle section, looking at the exchangeable base cations, these guys sitting in the interlayer space then are able to exchange for the H pluses. That means the H plus moves into the interlayer space, the calcium goes into solution. So again, this is helping moderate our pH. And in the last case, these guys then, all that happens in the interlayer space is you liberate more acid when you're putting this in. So our H plus, the only option is simply to react with the aluminosilicate framework itself. This is kinetically a very slow process, it's pretty hopeless. So basically any acid inputs into one of these soils, which don't have any decent base cation concentration in the interlayer space, simply will result in the soil just getting more and more acid. So our soil with low buffer capacity then, which is either going to contain clays with the wrong cations in the interlayer space or no clays at all, and no humus, because our humic matter, our humic and fulvic acids, these guys typically will be able to operate as buffers. They'll be sitting as the deprotonated form, so they can soak up H pluses. So our poor soil sitting down this situation with low buffer capacity will drop to a low pH, release aluminium from the structure. Now, the deal with aluminium then is under low pH conditions and under high pH conditions, aluminium ends up mobilised. So if you've got a soil with a low buffer capacity, you put acid onto that soil, then the only component that can buffer that is actually the aluminosilicate component. So it reacts with the aluminosilicate and it releases aluminium. The aluminium then reacts with water and it releases more H+, which then dissolves more aluminosilicate. So that was what used to happen over at East Trinity in the good old days when I first arrived, was that there was a huge amount of sulfuric acid being released from the acid sulfate soil. That lowered the soil pH significantly, so that we're ending up with aluminosilicate decomposition. There was such a massive amount of acid there that it actually removed all of the buffer capacity of the soil, and it started on this process then of releasing aluminium 3+ in huge quantities into the surface waters.